about six or something like that. Now, I can talk with you good about that.
About this, okay. Well, we're talking
about different things. See, I worked on railroad all the time. That's it.
For starters, what I'd like to do is get your full name and your birthplace. Where were you born?
I was born in Coons, Texas. Well, not right out of Coons, Hardin County. Hardin County, Texas.
Right. What year were you born?
March 20th, 1900.
Okay. Can you remember anything about your mother and your father and their birthplace?
Well, I can remember my mother when she was living, but nothing she talked to me about. I don't remember nothing she talked to me about, but she just be there and she, if I fixin' to walk off up the street there somewhere amongst the boys, she said, "Listen, Skinner." She called me Skinner. "Listen, Skinner. I don't mean for you to be gone here after 6 o'clock. You be back here before after 6 o'clock. You be back here." Well, I had to do that. And that's one thing I had to do. I had to be right back here at this house before 6 o'clock. If I didn't, on this she went.
On this, meaning that rear end, or
that rear end. Boy, she tear you up.
Oh,
my mother would tear you up. Of course, all my aunts would do the same thing. Yeah.
Do you ever recall where your mom saying she was born? Where was she born?
She was born at Old Hardin, out there at Old Hardin. I don't know where you ever heard and talked of that.
No,
it ain't. It's in the map, on the map that's right there at Coonsville. That's where she was born and raised up there, out of Old Hardin.
What about your dad?
I don't know where he was born at. And my dad was Lee Busby.
Lee Busby.
Lee Busby, and the name means Eddie Lee Busby. His name was Lee. He died over here at Humble, Texas.
You recall the...
What I never did see him.
Really?
No. I'm a boy, I never did see your dad. I just hear him talk about it. Now, my mother see him.
Did your mom, your dad leave away from home when you were a little boy, or your mom and dad separate, or what?
They wasn't ever married. I guess they were just sweetheart when she got me.
Do you have any other brothers and sisters?
No one.
No one. You were the only child?
Only one.
What kind of work did your mom do? You recall?
Nothing. Work at a hotel or something like that. Fight a hotel. Cooking. If she wasn't cooking, she was washing dishes or doing something like that.
You ever recall people talk about the kind of work your dad did, or did they even talk about him?
No. I never. I ain't been around nobody that talked about my dad.
What about your grandparents? You remember any talk about them? Mother's mother, your mother's father?
No, I remember hearing my mother speak about it, but that's all. She didn't do no talk about them. My grandmother was named Nancy. My daddy, his name Lee Bud.
When your mom would speak about your mother, your grandmother, and your grandfather, what kinds of things would she say about them? Can you remember?
No, I can't remember.
Well, what brought you to Kingsville, Mr. Busby, and when did you come to Kingsville?
I come to Kingsville when Spruny come down here. Me and Spruny, we played ball, you know, most all the time together. And Spruny come down here and went to work on the railroad, and he come up home to see his mother. And he come around there where I was at. I was working at the Cy Williams sawmill. But I wasn't doing nothing much on it, just grade and number.
Mm-hmm.
Using that pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he said, Ed, why don't you come go down to Kingville? Said, they hauling down there now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it is. He said, yeah. I said, well, okay, I believe I will go back. I said, when you going back? He said, Sunday. I said, well, I'll go with you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'll go with you Sunday. So I come on down here with him and got to work. Old man Gwen out there give me a job.
Mm.
Told him, he said, well, he said, you come out in the morning, boy, and I'll look up something for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out there and went to work.
Mm-hmm. What did he have for you to do?
Just fooling around on the lumber yard, that different,
mm-hmm.
maybe loading for the, one of them little machines in the planer,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Now, that was in up in Coombs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you came down here,
I came down here and went to work on the railroad.
Mm-hmm. What year was that, roughly? Can you remember?
Hmm?
Can you remember what year you came down here?
No.
Was it in the 40s, 30s?
I haven't forgotten. What year it was when I came down here. But
mm-hmm.
anyway, I've been here. Been here ever since.
Ever since.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you came down and started working on the railroad, what was your first job?
My first job mm-hmm. was just I've been doggone fun though now.
Mm-hmm.
Been so dadgum long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what was my first job.
Did you break?
Yeah, I went to breaking after a while when they got an opening for me on
mm-hmm.
the road. My Spruny was breaking then.
Mm-hmm.
He was breaking then, so I wasn't breaking. So when Mr. Gwen, he did head me to rank to San Benito
mm-hmm.
to work in Fred Glover's place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I went down there and worked in Fred Glover's place for about 2 weeks. When I come back in, a man grin and say, well, Ed, see, I'm going to put you on this here middle division local with these boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're a man short, and I'm put you on that. Well, they put me on the middle division local
mm-hmm.
between here and Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I worked on that for about a year, I think. And after then, well, I had a regular job on that.
Regular job?
Yeah, I got the guy what was missing, what I was replacing,
mm-hmm.
never did come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
He left here.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that told me to have that job on Middle Division Local.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there for maybe a year. Might have worked longer than a year.
Mm-hmm. What did Mr. Spruny tell you about Kingsville when he came back up to Coons and said, hey, Busby,
yeah.
there's some jobs down in Kingsville on the railroad?
Oh, he said, no, he said, they're hauling down there now, Ed. If you want to get on the railroad, say, I'll go back with me, or you can get you a job down there. I
mm-hmm.
said, okay, I believe I will go back with you. I said, when you going back? He said, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'll go back with you. So I came with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't forget now what year it was.
Mm-hmm. Did he tell you a little bit about Kingsville? Did he tell you what it was like down here?
Oh, yeah. He said the people is real nice and everything. So that was it. So
mm-hmm.
I come on down here and went to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who, when you first got out there on the railroad, Mr. Busby, did you have to room?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I had to room.
How long did you room? Month? Two months?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
See, I was a half bugger about the railroad because I was working on the railroad over there at home.
Really?
And see, that was in me, working on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't nothing hard for me to catch on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't forget who, but let me see. I believe it was Fred Glover. And I'm trying to think now who I first Quincy Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Regular Quincy Oliver and somebody else was on that job. I forgot even who I come down here to relieve.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like it was Jake Ogden.
Mm.
But he wasn't, he was extra on the job, and Mr. Gwynn sent me down there. At least he wired in here for a man, because he wanted to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his people was sick or something, and anyway, Mr. Gwynn said, well, Ed, he said, I want you to deadhead this evening on 6:15 to San Benito. And he said, now you get off of San Benito, and said, and you, they'll show you, there'll be somebody around the station there to show you where you can get you a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And you go out on that job in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, with Fred Glover and them. I said, okay. So when I got off in San Benito, Fred Glover was only standing on the platform there, laughing and running his mouth. With his snuff dipping stuff.
Oh, boy.
And so I said, he said, hey, he said, look at here, who you come down to relieve? I said, I come to relieve, I forgot who it was.
Mm-hmm.
I said, whoever it was, I come to relieve him. He said, oh, yeah, he was an extra man. I said, he wasn't regular on here, no.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wasn't, you know. He said, a regular man is laying off on his vacation or something.
Mm-hmm.
Been so David Long, I don't forget about it.
You're doing good.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I worked there for about a year or either a year and a half right there in San Benito.
Mm.
When I come back in here, well, then he told me, he said, well, Ed, he said, I know you don't know nothing about this place, but there's a man laying off up here at Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm going to deadhead you on the 16 to Bloomington. Then you go out on that job in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He called a different boy, the boy's name. He said, you go out on that with them in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He said, somebody be around the station and show you where the boys get the places to stay at.
In Bloomington?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now somebody was there and showed me. I don't forget who it was.
Now, you were saying earlier, Mr. Busby, you worked for the railroad up in Koontz, too.
Yeah.
Did you break up there?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Section, maybe.
Section. Mm-hmm. Did blacks work as brakemen up around Koontz?
Mm-hmm.
You had black brakemen on that end?
Yeah, black brakemen right out of Silsby, all the way to Longview, and back, and from Silsby, back the other way, clean to,
The Quincy?
No, wasn't the Quincy. That's in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
The Quincy, you could get off in Kirbyville and go to the Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
Right through that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the hoo-hoo tied up at Kirbyville and back in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you were on the section gang.
Yeah.
What did that, tell us a little bit about your years up there on that section gang. What did that consist of?
Section? Working is a bit of keeping the track up.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is, keeping the track up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was Missouri Pacific?
No. Sandy Sea.
Okay.
And Southern Pacific.
Uh-huh. Okay. Santa Fe and Southern Pacific. Mm-hmm. But as you were working out there on the chain gang, you had in your mind that you wanted to become a brakeman.
Yeah, I liked it that sort of my uncle was a brakeman. It wasn't that, it was in it breaking on some on the Sandy Sea,
mm-hmm.
and some on the Southern Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't let me work on that, you know, breaking the business out of that, because they was over me. Oh, you work on the second, so that's what my stepdaddy tell me.
Mm-hmm.
My stepdaddy was named Pete Renfro.
Pete Renfro.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy never see his daddy. My daddy was named Lee Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
My name, so they named me. They wanted to name me Lee Buzz. My mother told them, nope. Okay, if you name him anything, name him Eddie Lee Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would put that Eddie in there first.
Mm-hmm.
But my daddy was just named Lee Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
But Eddie Lee Buzz, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Was railroading hard?
Well, yeah, in some places it's real hard.
Mm-hmm. Was it difficult for you?
No, I've been working on it as a young. Well, I was a pretty good size, about 18 or 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't work and got tough to it. Didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How, 18 or 19, how old were you when you started working on the railroad?
I was just about 19, I wasn't 1900, see, I was born 1900.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work on the railroad from, well, I didn't go exactly on the railroad first. I went to work at a planer mill, at a sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
Loading lumber. Was one of the machines, I forget now, number three, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Loading lumber for number three.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord come back for you.
Mm-hmm. What about Kingsville when you first got here?
I don't know now. I've been so sad going along.
Did you come down on the train?
I come on the train with Spoon, yeah.
Uh-huh.
On 15.
Out of Houston?
Yeah.
Was 15 freight or a passenger?
Passenger train.
Uh-huh.
15, 16, them was passenger.
Mm-hmm.
11 and 12 was passenger.
Mm-hmm.
See, 11 and 12... they was passionate too, but they were different schedules.
Different schedules?
Yeah, different times. You see, 15, 16, run. Come on, sister, and sit down in my place.
Okay, Mr. Busby, so 15 and 16 were passenger trains?
Yeah, and 11 and 12 was passenger
trains. 11 and 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you got off of that passenger train in Kingsville, can you remember who met you at the station? Did you?
Nobody didn't meet me. I was with Spruny. Spruny come mm-hmm. from here up there, up mm-hmm. in Coons, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And when he come back, well, I come back with him. Me and him got off. And so we just took off walking, coming on down here in the car.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have no nothing but just a little old suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
Something for the change in when he got up there to see his mother and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was already working. I was working out there at the Cy Williams Sawmill.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any of the black businesses when you first got here? Did we have any around here?
Yeah, I guess we had something, but it's been so long. I can remember Miss Irene. She was running the day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I was just like she is now, but she left from here and went to Brownwood.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed a while, stayed about 2 or 3 years or something like that. Then she moved, come back.
Mm-hmm.
And she's here now. You know Miss Irene.
Mm-hmm. Sure
she's here now. I haven't been up there in a good little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've been down here 6, kind of.
So Miss Irene was running the day and night up there.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have any stores that first year you got here? Any black-owned stores?
We had, Elmer Campbell, you remember him?
Mm-hmm, sure did.
Well, he run a little store up there. Somebody else was running the store before Camera was.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I told you, I said, sure, it's been so long since.
Long time since.
I done quit thinking about all that stuff, and it's done just sailed away.
Well, hopefully I'm jawing your memory a little bit and bringing back some of those memories, sitting here talking about them.
You just bring me say things that I think about a long time ago, but been so long now too.
Were there many black people in Kingsville when you got down here?
It seemed like there's more than there is now, but there wasn't no one. Because lots of these youngsters have grown up here and got homes and wives and one thing and another. So that's what it is.
Did you retire from the railroad?
Yes, sir. Sure, I retired.
What did blacks do other than work for the railroad in Kingsville? What kind of work was there for them to do in Kingsville?
Not anything that I know of. Nothing but railroad.
Nothing but railroad.
Different railroad. One was Southern Pacific and Sandy Field up at my home.
Mm-hmm.
And down here it was Missouri and Pacific. And 15, 16... 11 and
12. Mm-hmm.
That's all different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remember them trains, I know. Mm-hmm. You remember all them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for knowing anything about what went on with them, no more than me getting on it and riding to my destination and getting off.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And done forgot how long I worked at San Benito. The first deadhead I got out of here was from Kingsville to San Benito.
Mm-hmm.
And working with Fred Glover and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Stevens. You know him?
Will Stevens?
Yeah.
No, sir, I don't. That name?
He lived right there.
Hmm.
That's how Will Stevens.
Brakeman?
Yeah, he's a brakeman. Everything here was brakeman.
Mm-hmm.
Down on this color side.
Mm-hmm.
Brakeman. That's the one that worked here. Well, some worked in the shop, you see. During them days, they had a railroad shop.
Mm-hmm.
They fix those trains.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them up for the brakeman could go different places.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, some work at the shop, some work on the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. But it was all railroad.
Mm-hmm.
The shop business was railroad too. It was sitting right there on the railroad.
Mm-hmm. Was the railroad dangerous work?
Mm-hmm. It's dangerous if you don't watch what you're doing. You just don't take no funny chances on the railroad. If you are working on that as a brakeman, and you got to go, your conductor, he come out and he'll tell you what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
If he says you know more about the different places than I do, mm-hmm. but he give you the list.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yeah, y'all go down there and do so and so and so and so.
We talked a little bit about when you first got to Kingsville with Mr. Spruny, and you're getting the job here. Do you remember your last run on the railroad before you retired?
No, I don't remember.
Were you sad about retiring from the railroad?
Mm-mm. Glad to retire.
Glad? Yeah, a lot of times you get railroad or your industry, the type of work that you love in your blood, it's hard to get it out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, a lot of the old timers I've interviewed about the railroad, they say, well, I just, when they called me, I was ready to go.
Me too. Anytime well, they called me, well, I'd be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about me, I done forgot. The different ones were treated now. There was Quincy Oliver, Fred Glover, Pinkham Tyson, Will Stevens, Francis Wright,
Were there any black conductors when you first started working, or were they all brakemen?
All brakemen. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no conductors.
Mm-hmm.
All conductors were white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, do you recall the CT of A, Mr. Busby, Colored Trainmen of America?
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about that organization? What do you remember about it?
I never remember nothing about it. It's been so long now that I've been about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. How about the BRT, Brotherhood?
We didn't have any BRT. We just had railroad brakemen, white conductors, white engineers. Now you see we got all of that. We got colored engineers, colored farmers, colored conductors. it come a long way since I've been here. When I come here, well, everything was out there. You worked under was white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a buddy work with you, maybe two or three. If he's on a local, three on a local like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be a white conductor on that, though. Two brakemen.
Mm-hmm.
Colored.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was.
Did the blacks and white brakemen get along pretty good?
Yeah, they get along. Getting them blacks to tear them up.
We'd tear them up.
You really knew it.
What would they tear them up about?
Well, you know, you get some white folks, just some so daggum. Just like tell me to go do something and I'll be a little long doing it. Let me tell you something. Now, we sent you down there to do something. By God, you don't want to be down there that long no more. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, my niggas rise in me right quick. I said, listen, man. I said, you don't have to come cussing around at me.
Uh-huh.
The white folks, them white folks, them days when we come here, cussing going on all like that.
Really?
Yeah. Call you a nigger. And I tell them right quick, I say, you's a hoosier. I ain't no nigger either. Well, I was a frightened cat now. I was frightened a minute.
You fight them?
They didn't mess with me out there. No way. No way.
Mm-hmm. That was on the, they cuss you and call you names on the job?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Man, they cuss you. Let me tell you one damn thing, nigga. I said, I done told you about calling me nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the next time nigga come in your mouth, I said, you better swallow it, because if you don't, I'm going to try to knock your teeth in your head. Get him, too. Get him. I wasn't telling him that just to be plain with him. I meant that.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gwynn said, Ed? Yes, sir. What's the matter with you and old so-and-so? They, them old conductors, they go right in there and tell Mr. Gwynn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish he'd put Ed on another job. Me and him can't get a set horses. Mr. Gwynn said, well, who you want to go out in this place? Who set horses with you? Some of the old heads around here. He said, I'll put one of them on there with you. Then he said, you ain't going to want him on there. So he knows more about the work than you do. Sure enough, we did. Some of them old brakemen, they know more about it than the conductors. See, because they'd ought to be a conductor here today, and they'd ought to send him away from here, Brownville. Well, all he knows is to go down and get your dadgum pencil thing and put your name down. He ain't never do nothing.
Back up home.
Oh, yeah.
Were any of the blacks ever fired for jumping on the white conductors and those that called them niggas?
Yeah. They get fired. But he didn't stand no foolishness right on him when they put him back to work. Well, he'd be just the same fella.
Same one that left.
That's right. Talking to him, cussing and going on, he'd get a hold to you.
Now, did you're telling the conductor, don't let nigger come out of his mouth again, stop him from calling you a nigger again?
He didn't never did that. He never called me that no more. Because I was going to borrow him. I had a little Texas Barlow in carried in my pocket. But it's bigger than this. It's a little long.
Were you going to use it?
What you talking about? Where am I going to use it? What you think I'm going to go get? He would never know that I had one if I didn't tell him about it. I told him, I said, man, if you call me a nigger again, I said, I'm going to put this Barlow against you. I meant that.
Barlow was just the name of the knife. That's what you call your knife, a Barlow.
Barlow.
I understand you used to play baseball for the colored team.
Not here. I played at home then. I come here. I went to work. Guess I didn't play no ball here. I'd go out there and look at them play. What few there was here. They didn't have such a good club down here.
Really?
Spruny. Just about Spruny and Will Stevens, just about the best I can remember. Well, Quincy Oliver was all right, old man. And Will done that. Francis Wright, see, he worked out in the yard. He never go out on a train. When he did go out on trains on pastures, 15, 16, 11, and 12.
Were you a pretty good ball player back up home?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Tell us a little bit about it. What position did you play?
Oh, Lord, I can't tell you nothing about that belly ball.
Were you pitcher, catcher?
No, I was second baseman.
Second baseman?
No, either shortstop.
You got to be pretty fast, pretty swift to play second base.
And shortstop, too.
Yeah.
Be fast. You ain't got to be pretty fast. You got to be fast.
Were you fast?
You got to know I was. Yeah.
Did you have a game that was your favorite one to play in?
No.
Never
was. Favorite. Anywhere I was playing somebody else and wasn't from my home, different another club, I was satisfied playing somebody.
Was it an all black team that you played with up in Coons?
Yep. All black. And we played all black. Long in them days, there wasn't no white and mixed up like it is now. See, colored and white. Mixed up together, let's see.
Did you ever play these guys down here?
No, we never come in the valley.
What was the relationship like between blacks and Mexican Americans down here, down in San Benito and Sealsby, San Benito and Brownsville?
All right, it's all right to get along with when you want, if he like you, but you never have no trouble out of it.
Did they call you niggas like the white conductors did?
No. Mm-hmm. You have a good conductor, good engineer, and good farmer. You got along with love. Mm-hmm. You say you had a good crew then.
Mm-hmm.
But when you had one hateful on there, old conductor, listen, by God, I want you to. They keep that bygone in
mm-hmm.
I say, I wish the Lord had choked that bygone out of your mouth.
Choke it out.
Choke it out. By God. By God this and by God that.
What didn't you like about that by God?
It seemed like it's just a cute way of cursing you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
don't just say goddamn or something like that, but by God, he's cussing you right on.
Uh-huh.
I say, you can discontinue talking to me like that.
Uh-huh.
You can't talk to me just like my name. I say, didn't I give you my name on that little book you got there in your pocket? He said, yeah, Eddie Lee. Buzz. I said, uh-huh. Right. I said, talk to me like I'm Eddie Lee Buzzer, too.
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't come. Now listen here, boy. I said, I ain't no dang grown boy. I said, I'm a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. You just much boy. I said, you may be more boy than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them would be mm-hmm. younger than me. Mm-hmm. I said, break it, conduct it.
Mm-hmm. Younger than you, but over you.
Yeah, over me. Mm-hmm. They're in Pacific, leaving them white conductors on in them days. Mm-hmm. Now it's anybody,
mm-hmm.
colored and white.
Mm-hmm. You think that these black brakemen around here today have it easier than you guys did when you were out there?
Well, I wouldn't know, because I'd never be out there, wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they get along out there. And they don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You get up there around a gang of them right now, you won't hear them say two words about the railroad. They'll be talking about something else.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, women's, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of women in Kingsville when you first got here?
No, not too many. Not like she is now.
Mm-hmm. Did brakemen bring their wives with them? Or did they come down here and get married?
Some of them come down here and got married. Some of them brought their wives here with them.
Mm-hmm.
See, Charlotte Johnson, him and Miss Irene, they come here. I don't know who he married Miss Irene at. But anyway, when I come here, they were living right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was staying right there, over there, with Struny when
mm-hmm.
I come here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I know, remember about him living right there. He was living right there. That's his house. He built it out.
Mm-hmm.
Old man Charlie Johnson. At least he had it built. The Mexicans do all the carpeting around there when I come in.
Mm-hmm.
And that girl Francine, she built that. That's additional
mm-hmm.
to the place over there.
Mm-hmm.
She built that since she's been staying there with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
The old man Charlie been dead a long time now.
When did you get married, Mr. Busby?
I never forgot.
Where'd you and your wife meet?
Up there at Coon State.
Okay, so you brought her down with you after you met
her? No, I come here first, and then she come down here behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I was here working when she got here. I think I done put in about a month. Of course, I had to send her money. I sent her money. After I made my first payday, I sent her money so she could come whenever she got ready.
Mm-hmm.
So she was staying in her mother's house. Her mother was dead then.
Mm-hmm.
But she was staying, my wife was staying in. So her and her other two sisters was living in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Spoonie, whenever he'd be up there, he'd be over there. Me, I live way back up on the hill in Coon State.
Back up in on the hill?
That's what they called it.
Uh-huh. Where was that?
Coon State.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm telling you things that you just listening at it, because you never would know nothing about it.
That's right. That's why we want to talk with you.
Yeah.
That's why we want to get all this good information from you.
Yeah. I was just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you different places. Yeah. Welcome.
When your wife got here, did she like Kingsville?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like it. Why not? What was wrong?
Well, I don't know. But after she got acquainted with Miss Irene Johnson up here, and somebody else that done move away from me and moved to California,
mm-hmm.
I forget the name now. But anyway, she got acquainted with them. Well, then she comes to kind of like me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she didn't have any friends
when she first got here.
Mm-hmm.
First friend she had was that girl right down in Gladys.
Gladys?
Gladys. That was my wife's first friend.
Mm-hmm.
R.B. was living there.
Mm-hmm.
You remember R.B.?
No, I sure don't.
Well, that was Gladys' husband, R.B. Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Was the church an important role in the lives of blacks at that time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Just like the Sonny Bone now.
Mm-hmm.
That's your uncle, ain't it?
That was my dad.
That's your dad,
mm-hmm.
Sonny Bone. Where is he at? Oh, boy. I remember one time you called me, did you come out of Houston with me? And you told me, I forget now, but I remember bringing you from somewhere. At least you was on the train, and Miss Irene told me to notice over you now, because you were real young man.
Mm-hmm.
She said, notice over me, and don't let him pass the Kingsville. You get him off from Kingsville.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, I said, well, all right, man. I said, he's blowing for Kingsville. I said, here we go. You said, oh, yes, sir.
I remember that.
Yeah. Sure, brought you right. But I done forgot, were you coming out of Houston?
Coming
with
out
me?
Of Houston.
Right out of Houston with me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there, girl. She said, don't let him go through there and go on ground or somewhere, because you don't know where he's going. You take care of him and get him off from Kingsville. I said, I'll get him off from Sardin.
Did you like working that passenger train better than you did the freight?
Mm-mm. I like freight best.
Really?
Yeah. Have too many dadgum suitcases and things to handle on passenger train. On freight trains, yeah, you ain't got nothing to handle but your dinner bucket and your gloves. Maybe your raincoat.
So
you got to have a slicker, I think, because it goes raining, you got to have something to put on.
Mm-hmm.
I got my boots is in there now, my leather boots, rebel boots.
Mm-hmm.
What I worked.
That you worked in? Did you ever know in Kingsville about the blacks that would go to City Hall and take up for the blacks down here in the community? Did you ever know any of them?
No, I didn't know any of them. Never knew any of them. They just, quite nice. They wouldn't be taken up from nobody because there was a black around here long when I come down here. He take care of himself.
Took care of himself.
Right. Just like I was telling you about me and my Barlow.
Mm-hmm.
I tell that cotton picker, I said, don't be calling me no nigger. I meant that.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Did Kingsville ever have a Ku Klux Klan, Mr. Busby?
I don't know what it did or not, but I know up there at my home they had something called the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't mess with me either. I'd fight at home. Bad man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a gang of kinfolk there. I'd fight there, and if some of them come over there talking about it, going, whoop that nigger, my uncle would take him there and say, who is that you going to whip, Mr. So-and-so? So-and-so, old Eddie Lee.
Mm-hmm.
They say, yes, and when you do, he say, you better take wings with the dadgum bus. He says, he kin to you? By mm-hmm. God, yes, that's my little nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Might be one of my uncles. That's my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's that boy. I'm gonna get a hold to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they met that.
Mm.
Of course, all in them days back in my time, coming on, you wouldn't hardly find a colored person in the country that you wouldn't fight.
Mm.
Ain't going right, he'd fight.
Did you carry your guns around here then?
No.
Blacks carry guns?
I wouldn't carry no gun. I'm too quick tempered.
Mm-hmm.
I'd kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'd leave my gun at home. But I, when I come here, I have guns.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd leave them at home. When I'd go up the street, I'd have my knife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all you hardly ever saw me with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That was a kind of hateful boy in a way, and wasn't no hateful boy either, but I didn't stand for nobody to run over me.
Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of killing around here back then?
Lots of them fighting.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Let's talk about school a little bit, Mr. Busby. School. Did you go to school down here?
No way, no.
Mm-hmm.
I come here working and been working ever since. Until I retire.
What about your children?
I ain't got none.
No children?
No children.
Did your wife have children?
Yep, she had one. You remember R.C. Kirkwood?
No, I don't.
You don't remember Richard Charles Kirkwood?
No.
Married to little Willie Fields.
Oh, okay.
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
The little bitty dog. Well, see, I raised him from a little fella.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come down here, and he married Willie Fields over there.
Mm-hmm.
Not right there. In the next house across the street there.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Adams.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Willie?
I do.
We called her Bill.
Yes.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. He married Bill.
Mm-hmm.
My boy. Mm-hmm.
Did black folks, Mr. Busby, make a difference in terms of the color of black people? In other words, black people, did they get the same treatment as high yellows or lighter skinned blacks down here?
Yep. The same treatment.
Same treatment. Black people didn't make a difference?
Didn't make no difference, no. Okay. He could be bratty, creeping a little, I don't know what, but anyway, he was still colored.
Still colored.
Yeah.
What about the whites? Did they make a difference?
Mm-mm.
You remember Will Thompson?
Yeah. Will Thompson cleaned my clothes on any day. Mm-hmm. Where I put them on.
Mm-hmm.
That tub. Now when Panda'd be here, she'd come over here. She'd get a little glass.
She'll clean your, take your cans?
Yeah, she'd take the cans and she'd sell them and then she'd buy me beer with them.
Mm-hmm.
With the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you say about it, sis?
Did we ever have a black undertaker in Kingsville, Mr. Busby? Never did.
No way we had white though. White undertaker. White conductor.
Uh-huh.
White Indian, white farm.
When you were growing up, youngster, did your mom ever use home remedies to treat headaches and stomach aches and vomiting and diarrhea? Or did she go to the store and get that modern-day medicine?
No, she. She'd fix us, fix it. My stepdaddy, he'd buy whiskey,
uh-huh.
And she'd get a gum of asphidity and put it in a bottle.
Asphidity?
And then she'd pour whiskey on it and shake it whenever you want. If I'd have a stomach ache,
uh-huh.
Well, she'd give me a dose. Come here, boy. Come here. And she'd get an asphidity bottle and shake it up that way. Big spoon, pour it in there.
Uh-huh.
Come here. Open your mouth. Dap it in there. You swat it. If you don't swat it, I'll slap you down.
So you had to swallow it.
Sure, man. I like it. I like whiskey. I come up liking whiskey. My stepdaddy kept it.
Uh-huh.
My stepdaddy here, if he still lives, you know that boy, he's going on behind the bushes now. I don't know who he is. He plays right by there, got a little dog, and he runs my cat. I'm going to tell him in the morning when he come by here, he goes down that way and stay for a little while, and then he come back and go on that way. Yanni go going yonder. You can see him going
yonder.
Uh-huh. No, you don't see him. He's in your back. Way over yonder on the other street. Huh?
Okay. So she'd take that asphidity until you'd open your mouth, and if you didn't open it, she'd whack you once. What else? You remember her giving you anything else? That she...
Nothing but pills for the doctor to give her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'd give you, it's like if you eat something and it hurts your stomach, and she'd allow to give you, what you call them, compound cathartics?
BC?
No, compound cathartics.
Oh, okay, that's the name of it.
Yeah, compound cathartics.
Was that from the doctor?
Yeah, it'd be from the doctor. Right? She'd have to get them from the doctor. I either go to the store and buy a bottle of them.
Mm-hmm. Did the Mexican-Americans use much when it came to home remedies, like herbs, teas, different plants for sicknesses?
I don't know about them.
Did you guys party together back then?
Hmm?
down here in the community? They stayed in their part of town, and blacks stayed in theirs, and whites stayed in theirs.
That's right.
Was there ever an occasion when everybody got together?
Well,
blacks, whites, and...
Well, it's like it is now. Mm-hmm. They're coming to going to school together, then white and black coming to mingling together.
Coming from where?
I didn't say coming from nowhere. I said coming from mingling together.
Uh-huh. Coming to mingle together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, dealing with each other. I'll tell it like that.
Okay.
Dealing with each other.
Commencing to deal with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Young black brakeman ever pick him up, a Mexican woman, a Mexican-American woman, a white woman to date back then?
I know I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to
do. You never did?
No, I didn't care for Mexicans, white folk, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I lay and talk with them. So, what was that good?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever regret coming to Kingsville, Mr. Busby?
Mm-hmm. I did pretty good right here in Kingsville.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I never regret it.
Who were some of the leaders in the community back then?
Will Stevens, Francis Wright, Quincy Oliver, Fred Glover.
In terms of families that were well off, can you remember any of them? Who were some of the wealthy black families in Kingsville back then?
Miss Arlene.
Mm-hmm.
Will Stevens was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, different ones. Some of them I didn't forget.
Some of you forgot. Okay. When you started breaking, was it diesel out there or was it steam?
Diesel. And steam.
Mm-hmm. So you had an opportunity to work on them both.
Oh, yeah.
Were those old steam engines fun to work on?
No. It worked back then.
How did blacks deal with their liquor back then? Because Kingsville was dry, wasn't it? For a long time.
Yeah, Kingsville was dry. But no whiskey here. You get the whiskey, you had to go over here to Benbow or somewhere over in there.
All the way out of the county?
Yeah, you had to go over there, either go to Brownsville.
Go to Brownsville and go over to Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Get your Mexican whiskey.
Mm-hmm. And you've been...
Or either Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt has, you can buy whiskey up there.
Mm-hmm.
When I first come down.
Did black brakemen ever have to take their jobs and at any point when they were laid off and do other types of work?
No. When he's laid off, or he just stays right, work on the extra board. Mm-hmm. Get on the extra board and catch other jobs on the other man's job.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. When I first come in, well, I'd have to fight the extra board.
Mm-hmm.
They call it fighting the extra board.
Mm-hmm.
anybody go, they don't care where he went. If he's out in the switch engine, on the switch engine, well, they call you first.
Mm-hmm.
Guy lay off, well, they call you. If you first out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wasn't first out, the next man first out, well, they call him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what first out means?
No, tell me about it.
The board was this way, you see. And people, if you go in, come in off a different job, that was her comeback at him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they put your name right for you under the name.
Oh, you're
90.
You're a beat 90 in November?
I was born March 20, 1900, and you can count from there.
Okay, March 20. What do you owe your longevity to?
Huh?
What do you owe your longevity to, your long life?
I don't know. The Lord just let me live. You think I'm living behind somebody else because they were long living?
No, you must be doing something right. You're eating right, taking care of yourself. Eyesight still good?
Oh, yeah.
Do you eat
good, but anyhow, I care. See where I got my glasses? And see?
You still read the newspaper?
Every once in a while.
You what?
I say I'd get out here and sit and look a while and get up and go back in the house and drink a bit of beer. Just writing something. Figure it out.
Do children have to leave Kingsville, Mr. Busby, in order to make a life for themselves back then? Or was there anything for them to do here in Kingsville? Once they finished high school.
God, no, man, I don't know. I didn't know. Some of them would leave and come back, go off. I said, you just be done with this.
Mm-hmm.
Did your car run? Her car run? I sure thank you, sis, for bringing my beer.
You will.
You still drink whiskey, Mr. Busby?
Don't care nothing about it.
Nothing about. How about wine?
Don't care nothing about it.
Really?
This is my drink, right here.
Right, that Schaefer beer.
Schaefer beer. Soda water sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you eat just about anything you want to eat, or does the doctor?
Uh-huh.
Pork?
Yeah, eat anything I want.
Well, tell me, what was meant by soul food? Soul food. Y'all talked about
who you hear say that soul food.
Soul food? Oh, I hear blacks all the time talk about soul food. I want some good. I miss that old down home soul food.
That's anything just like a pot of greens, anything cornbread.
All right.
That's a soul food.
Okay.
I was gonna say. I know there's well you eat soul food if you stayed around here in town. So now I brought you down here on that train that time.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Irene told me that you take care of him because he don't know. He got to keep on the Brownville. Mm-hmm. I said, no, he ain't. I said, I'll get him off in Caneville.
Mm-hmm.
got you off to, didn't it?
Yes, sir. You sure did. Did blacks slaughter their own food around here? Cows, pigs?
No. Well, if he raised him a pig in a pen right at his house, well, he'd kill that, him. Yeah.
Did you raise your own food, some
no,
of
No, no. Mine come from the pocket right to the dead gum stove.
You didn't waste any time raising them.
I didn't have time to food or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Just like today, see, if I wouldn't be working, mm-hmm. I'd be up the street.
And, doing what?
That's what I'm doing. Drinking beer or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe shooting food. Mm-hmm. Playing dominoes. Mm-hmm. First thing you did.
You a pretty good pool shooter?
No, I ain't no pretty good. I take care of Bud, you know. Yeah, I take care of myself.
Okay. Do you ever have any favorite songs, Mr. Busby, back when you were a youngster? Bands, big bands, band directors, or...
No, no,
I know when I hear you up the streets there, up the day and night, yeah, what's that song that you always like to play?
On the piano?
On the guitar back there, on the jukebox.
I wouldn't be... I play different ones, different things, but different things. Ain't no telling what I like. But, uh-huh. Just the name of them. When you ask me like that, well, I don't know what I'd say. I gotta walk up there and look on the dadgum jukebox and see something that I ain't never heard before and play it.
Mm-hmm. Was B.B. King playing when you were a youngster?
Yeah, he was playing.
Sweet 16, Lucille.
Yeah. Their daddy, Dave, he latched on to them too.
He what?
He latched on to them blues too sometimes. Oh, me buzzing. What do you say, Dave? Dave. Sonny Bum. That's Dave right on him.
That's right. Nicknamed him Sonny Bum.
Yeah, Sonny Bum. We called him Sonny Bum. And Floyd Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd Brooks. Quincy Oliver. You didn't know Quincy Oliver.
No.
Funny thing.
I didn't. Where did he live?
Oh, I don't know. Been so long since Quincy Oliver was here, I don't know where he was living at.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I can remember this fella, Francis Wright, and Will Stevens. I never will forget where they lived. And Will Stevens was living right there. That's before I built this house.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Spruny was living there. He built that. Lord, some Raymond built up here. Moved it up here, that house there.
Mm-hmm.
Old lady, Joe Adams,
mm-hmm.
Mabel Adams.
Mm-hmm.
When I come here, I roomed over there. I stayed right there with Spruny for about a week. And then Joe Adams, he fixed that little shotgun house back behind there. You see him sitting back behind there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what me and my wife stayed in that until I built it.
Until you built this house?
Yeah, well, I went to buy any time I got work making a payday.
Mm-hmm.
I made as soon as she came. Well, she came, but she stayed there with me. I had a room over there. Me and her stayed in the room.
Mm-hmm.
R.C. was back up there with Grandma. When he had it, he was up there so long a time, he didn't stay too long before we come down here. Before we were. When after he found out we I didn't build me a house,
mm-hmm.
he come on down here.
And this is the original house that you built?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I laid the foundation and everything. Built myself.
You built it yourself?
Yeah.
Back then...
See, we'd work off the extra board.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'd come in here off the extra board on the local.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I wouldn't catch that same local back unless it was my job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was my job, I'd catch it back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'd caught it on an extra man off the board, well, when it get back in here, another extra man would be ready to take off because they're on the board there.
Mm-hmm.
No. You call them for local in the morning, or they call somebody else. You see, I'd be right down to the bottom.
Mm.
They call them from the top.
Mm-hmm.
They call them from the top down. Yeah, that's the way it works. First in and first out.
Mm-hmm. So you were never really laid off for a long period of time. You always hit the extra board and went back if you were laid off of a job.
I was working practically all the time, going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. What'd you spend out there, Mr. Busby? 20 years, 30 years on the railroad?
Well, sonny boy, I told you I forgot when I retired.
Mm-hmm. What was all back out behind you here when you first got here? Were there any houses out back here,
mm-hmm.
going south of Johnson, where we are now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of houses back here. Mm-hmm. Old lady Bacon. You remember her, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Sure do. Adderley.
Schufer?
Yeah, sure. But all them live back that way somewhere. Pull back up down in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Keensville a gambling town?
Yeah. But I didn't gamble.
You didn't gamble?
No way. No way nobody gonna win my money and put his pocket and go off with me. No. I didn't say that. That kind of stuff. No time. Never did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even gamble at home.
Mm.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No, when I drove the payday, well, I didn't actually had it. My mother, she did. If she was still living, well, I said, Cora, I always call her by her name. Cora, I said, put this up for me. I said, if you want any of it now, you go ahead on and spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know what you spent.
Mm-hmm.
That was good enough for her. She said, oh, young Pete gives me money, spending money.
Mm-hmm.
Good. When I come here, though, he was dead and she was dead.
Mm-hmm. Good payday back
when
then.
Springer was living, he brought me down here, and he dead now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Old Cotton Picker. We used to call him Cotton Picker.
Cotton Picker, yeah. Kansas, she still lives right there on his plate.
Mm-hmm.
That was his wife, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
she ain't here now. Mm-hmm. She's over there, Alice, little boy. Mm-hmm. You know Baby Adrian.
Baby, yes.
Well, I thought you were going to say, you didn't know Baby. I don't know how in the world you was knowing Baby. And you was around here with your uncles and things a while.
And Baby lives in Alice now?
He lives right over in Alice, yeah. And now, Ralph, he's up this way somewhere. I don't know where he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Houston, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Good payday back then, Mr. Busby, would bring a brakeman about how much? A quarter.
According to what kind of job he was on.
Good job. Man holding a good job out there.
Yeah.
Would bring home about what?
What you mean?
$100?
Twice a month?
Mm-hmm.
You get paid off on the 1st and the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
1st and 15th. Payday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the 1st, you're allowed what you made on the last half of the month behind.
Mm-hmm.
You get that on the 1st. Mm-hmm. Then you work from the 1st down to the 15th. You'd be done. Well, I can't hardly explain that to you, because when you throw that check on the 1st, well, you'd be done work the back half, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have a check, have money coming on your neck.
$100 good salary back then? Half?
And you work 15 days and didn't draw more than $100. You'd quit that job.
You'd quit? What about the insurance? Did railroad pay good insurance back then?
Yeah. They just buy good insurance.
Do you remember any of the old signals, Mr. Busby, for the railroad? Especially the horns, the engine not up there in front blowing once, long, short.
Oh, yeah, I know all this.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
I can't tell you nothing about them, for you wouldn't be knowing right on tomorrow.
What's a long and too short for?
A long and too short?
Mm-hmm.
it's when you whip.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what that is?
What?
That stop.
Train getting ready to stop.
That stop, yeah.
Okay, what are some of the others, Mr. Busby? That's bringing back memories.
So much to get rid of.
So much of it was what?
I said, so much to this railroad here is pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of things that somebody come up and ask me something. And I would say, well, I don't know. And I would tell them, well, wait a minute, man. I say, you don't know what so-and-so. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It means so and so. Tell him right off.
Are we about to lose our young black people, Mr. Busby?
Huh?
Are we about to lose our young black people to drugs, you think, today?
I don't know none of these boys around here. They might do it, but I don't know. They don't let me know. Just that I can walk right up the street there now, or a bunch of them here there now. What do you say, Uncle Boy? That's all, man. Go ahead, Uncle. Mm-hmm. I see. Man been down sick for 3 weeks around down here. You people don't even never know where he is until you. Right now, you're ready to holler. Uncle Boy, can you stand more?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it means?
Buy him a beer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you stand one? Mm-hmm. Nope. Can't stand that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he got. All I can stand is right here.
If you were going to give a youngster advice about getting married today, what would you tell him?
Well, I swear I wouldn't hardly know what to tell.
Uh-huh.
It's so different now. People are different from the time when I was coming up.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't know what to tell.
Uh-huh. Young girls different from when you were growing up?
They're different right now. They're different too. Uh-huh. First thing is, if they're going to get married, they might tell you that.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Bud? I said, yeah. I'm going to get married since this time. You coming to my wedding? I said, I might get there, and I may not be here.
Uh-huh.
Might be in Houston with my boy here.
Uh-huh.
My stepson, I call him my boy right on, Parsons. You know him, Kirkwood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He called me.
What does he call you?
Old man. Right now he drive up there and get out of his car. And get, old man, how you doing? I said, I do a pretty good, son. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I do all right. He called me old man. All the way deep. Old man.
Did you like working out of Houston?
Mm-hmm. I like working out of Houston, out of Brownsville, Newport, mm-hmm. around when I was working. Working out of Houston is a horse, is a honey, man. What do you call it?
It was a honey, yeah.
You better know it. If you want them cotton pickers out of there to Vanderbilt, wouldn't be long before you'd be in Vanderbilt. Your train's made up in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't doing no switching or nothing out of it. You liable to have to set out somewhere down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you set out, if anything that, if they got a list for you, they'll give it to you, and they tell you what to get there, to
mm-hmm.
pick up, if you're going to pick up something.
Mm-hmm.
You pick it up, put it behind your shorts.
Uh-huh.
You see, your shorts is be set out all the way out of Houston to Vanderbilt.
Uh-huh.
And you, whatever you pick up, if it don't go all the way to Brownsville, you just pick it up and keep it right up there for when you get to that little place where you set it out. It's dead easy.
Huh. Did families break up because Brakeman had to deadhead to Houston or to Brownsville or to...
No. He went used to that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they want him to do it. Make it pity. Yeah, that's what she do with women, but they want that money. Ain't they biting you?
No. Well, Mr. Busby, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk with us.
Right.
A little bit about your life on the railroad.
Sure.
Here in Kingsville. Is there anything?
The most I know and can think of right now. Of course, I know all of it, but a whole lot I know, but just think of it. It's off of my mind, and been off my mind so long, so I can't hardly bring it back in place like I used to. Now, I'll get with another break hand. And things that I really done forgot about, he think about it, and he speak about it, sure. Well, he'll come back to me, but I really done forgot. Excuse me, I'm about to spit.
Are there many of the old timers left that were out there?
No. Your daddy's gone. Ain't. Son of me, Floyd Brooks, he's gone. Somebody is there. Some more. All the lots of them, like old man Francis Wright, gone. See, Rooney, he's gone. Oh, Eddie Velasco. Underwood. You remember them?
Sure do.
Well, they gone.
You ever recall blacks working out on the King Ranch?
Huh?
Do you ever recall blacks working out on the King Ranch?
Neither I know. They might have some work out of them, but I never knew. I know I never worked.
How about Mexican Americans on the railroad as brakemen?
Well, I ain't never been out there with no Mexican. All I was out there with was color. Conductor, white. Brakeman, color.
And nothing comes to mind when I mention the CT of A in terms of what they did and what they were all about.
No, I never think about that. I can get my book or something like that and sit down and read. And then I'll read up on something. I did all of this. I got my book.
Okay, well again, Mr. Busby, thank you very much for taking the time to interview with us.
Yeah.